This recording, New Jersey 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Come or Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb, a private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some time to force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing to a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth, and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I grew up in central New Jersey, and I have an older brother who is 3 years older than me and an older sister who's 5 years older than me. So by the time I made it to high school, my sister was off away at college, and my brother and I had gotten, we formed a really close relationship. We were like best friends. And we would always, he was still living at home, and we would have these days that every once in a while when we were sick of school and we were sick of work, we would play hooky, we would just skip it. We would skip school, skip work for the day, and we called it our family cut day. And the two of us would go, and we would just go do something fun for the day. We would go to the Liberty Science Center, or to a museum or something, or to Six Flags Great Adventure, which was in Jackson, New Jersey. And it was probably one of the most fun that I've had in my life, because it was something that we did together, and we were able to have fun, and we didn't have to go to school or work anyways. So it was a really good way for us to get away and spend some time together, and we really built our relationship even more through having those days rather than just typical family Christmas and over the dinner table and stuff. We were able to bond on a different level, which nobody knew about and still don't know about to this day. Our parents don't know. Work still doesn't know. School doesn't know. So we just had a good time, and I really enjoyed it.